people are coming back to cities, and people want lots of choices to get around. And, you know, what we've seen in New York and what we've seen around the country and what we've seen around the world is that more and more people are choosing not to even bother to get driver's licenses. You're seeing increasing popularity of Uber and Lyft and car sharing services, and public transportation is at an all-time high. What we've seen is that people really want to be in places, whether they're young or old, that are safe, that are fun, where the quality of life is good, and they've got lots of ways to get around that don't involve driving. And when you don't have to own, operate, maintain a car, that's $10,000 in your pocket. That's $10,000 that can go for school, that can go for housing, that can go for healthcare, daycare, childcare. So there's a lot of opportunity there. And I think we're actually seeing a very different model. I think that what we need to do is also update our cities and update our streets to reflect the way that people want to use them. Our streets don't update themselves like an iPhone, right? We have to do that, you know, to make them work better for everyone. And I think that's really at the heart of this strategy, that there's more to streets than just cars and highways and stoplights. And streets make up a quarter or more of the public space in cities. So they're really our front yards. But most people don't even think about the way they're designed. And so what we've seen is that we can remake them, reclaim them, redesign them so that they work better for everyone. And the book that we wrote about how we did it in New York City, called Street Fight, documents not only the transformations that we brought, but the political narrative about how you overcome the backlash and how these ideas are spreading to cities across the country and around the world.